Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Jacob Draft Special. The draft for the Eagles, unless they trade back in, has officially concluded. Their final three picks came in. They traded all over the place again. They got one more pick in the fifth round, Trevor Keegan, offensive guard from Michigan, an absolute beast. We'll get more into him. And then in the sixth round, they had two picks. They originally were up further, and then they traded back, grabbed 185 and 190, and they drafted wide receiver Johnny Wilson, the 6'6" wide receiver out of Florida State, an absolute beast. And then another center, offensive line, Dylan McMahon from NC State. And then they also added three picks in next year's draft. So pretty good shaking and baking. You can see on the screen there, I have the picture. That's your 2024 Eagles draft class, unless Howie makes a move to get back in. No Johnny Mack with me on this segment. He will join me for a full recap at the end of the day. He is bogged down with press conferences galore and meeting all the new draft picks and all that. So we'll get into each pick. Let's start with Trevor Keegan, an absolute monster. I'll pull up a couple things here for you to look at. 23 years old, 6'5", 310, three-year starter at Michigan. Obviously the national champions, but you can see on social media there's a whole lot of stuff about this guy. He's very Jason Kelce-esque. He's chugging beers at the parade for the national championship. He was an all Big Ten honors, and each year is a starter and a team captain in 2023. So this is really a great pick for Stoutland U. He's seems to be a very good offensive lineman. I'm shooting from the hip. I don't know everything about these guys, obviously, but from what I can tell, this does seem to be a great piece, and it bolsters some depth on the offensive line. Listen, they couldn't go the full draft without drafting an offensive lineman. No way. So they got this guy, and then they did get Dylan McMahon as well, who's a little bit undersized, but he's a center. So we'll get into him as well. Yeah, I'm with you, Flex. Keegan looks good. I like the Keegan pick a lot. Daz as well. Daz is in on the Keegan pick. Barbara Carroll, thanks for checking in, Babs. I love the Eagles draft, especially Shipley. Interesting, Babs. I didn't love the Shipley pick. I thought there was better running backs available at the time. But listen, that's who they went with, and we'll see how it pans out. I hope it does pan out well, but I'm done with these gadget-type running backs that the Eagles seem to love. Again, for everybody checking in, I've been with Johnny Mack. Johnny Mack is tied up. We'll do a full recap together later on this evening. I'm thinking probably 6 or 7 p.m., depending on when John gets free from the press conferences. But the draft is in the books. Everybody's saying solid draft. I like it. I think they did pretty good. Let's get into Johnny Wilson. Humongous receiver, 6'6", 230, tallest wide receiver drafted in the past decade. Shout out to our guy Zach Berman from PHLY. Ran a 4.52 40, just humongous size. This guy was, a lot of people are saying he could be a tight end, but he, if you watch some of his film, he looks like a wide receiver. The way he catches the ball, the way he moves. I know he's huge, but, I did see some tweets back in October. This guy was being mocked in the second round. So another good value pick here, and I like it. You know, I like the big guys. I like the big radius catch guys. Give Jalen Hurts a chance with some of these, you know, guys. That's what A.J. Brown does great, right? I mean, he makes himself huge, and his catch radius is enormous. So, yeah, Daz says Harold Carmichael 2.0. I don't want to go there yet, but look, he's that size. He's huge. There's Flexen saying move him to tight end. I think that could be realistic if, you know, if that, yeah, I'm blanking on the name. Let me pull back up the draft board. Nia Smith. If he, let's say Nia Smith fits in at wide receiver 3, you know, maybe you do see Wilson at 6'6", you know, move to tight end. He's only 23, 6'6", 236. Led FSU in receiving in 22. So obviously a really good season. All ACC honors in the last 2 years. 30 catches of 20 plus yards the last 2 years. Again, I told you, he's big, but he plays like a wideout. And that 20-yard stat right there tells you all you need to know about what I mean by that. 77% of his catches in college resulted in a touchdown or a first down. I did see another stat out there that's not on that graphic. An average catch of 17-plus yards. So you can see why 77% of them, you know, resulted in a touchdown or a first down. So really good value in the sixth round there for Johnny Wilson. Another target for Hurts, another dart at the dartboard to throw. So pretty good stuff there. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Don't forget to like the show. Miguel Lara, our guy, has been with Jacob for many years. We appreciate you, Miguel. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Make sure you drop a like. And then the most recent pick, which looks like it could be their final pick of the draft, offensive lineman, offensive center, Dylan McMahon or McMahon, I don't know how you pronounce that, 44 starts at NC State, can play all three interior positions. So there you go, another Stoutland U type of guy where he can mold him. You know, he's like a piece of clay, mold him for where he needs him, for what he can use him for. Very athletic, second best three-cone short shuffle of all O-linemen at the combine. So pretty impressive stuff. Definitely an athletic center. Another interesting stat about Dylan McMahon. He was drafted at 190. You know, another center, a historic Hall of Fame center for the Philadelphia Eagles that was drafted right in that range, Jason Kelce at 191 was where we drafted Jason Kelce. So pretty cool. Jason retires and they draft another center at 190. I'm not saying this guy will be Jason Kelce, but it is a pretty cool story. So that's the look at the draft, guys. I mean, that's, you know, we're all done now, at least assuming Howie doesn't trade back in. And he's a menace with the trade, so you can never completely rule it out. But overall, I like these last three picks. I think Johnny Wilson's a good dart. He's a huge, huge wide receiver, big physical attributes. I like when you're late in drafts like this, you're throwing darts at the dartboard. I like the guys with the big physical attributes, the guys that can turn into something with good coaching, you know, polish them up, be better players. And then that Keegan, you know, Trevor Keegan is an absolute beast. I think he's going to be he could give Tyler Steen a run for his money at offensive guard. That might be bold prediction, but this guy looks like an absolute beast. You know, if Stoutland U gets on him, Stoutland coaches him up a little bit, I could see him fitting in there right next to Lane Johnson quick. Another stat on him, he allowed 0 sacks allowed in 2023 in 382 pass block snaps. So really impressive stuff for Trevor Keegan out of Michigan. They just won the national championship. Anytime you can add a winner to your roster, I think that's a win in itself. So pretty good stuff. Shout out to Busy for checking in. Commanders over Dallas. I thought the Commanders had a pretty good draft today. I thought they or this week. I thought they were pretty I like the quarterback they picked. So, you know, the Snyder era is over. Let's see what they can do. Hopefully not much, and the Eagles can, you know, continue to reign supreme in the NFC East. But the Commanders could come up if Jaden Daniels works out. Shout out to Dank Young for checking in. These trades were crazy. I agree, man. How I think I saw this tweet from Schefter. How he set the record for most trades in a draft by any NFL team. So pretty impressive stuff. But again, thanks you all for checking in. We're going to do a full recap with Johnny Mack later on tonight. He is bogged down with pressers and people meeting and trades and all sorts of stuff. As you guys can probably tell, when you're covering this team and they're trading and moving and shaking and baking, it makes it a lot harder to, come on and do a hit with me, you know, so when he's down there at NovaCare. So pretty good stuff. I want to hear from the chat more what you guys think of the overall draft. We'll get into it later on the recap, but, you know, you look at this board. I'll bring it right back up real quick for you. This is your 2024 Eagles draft. They added three picks next year, which is great. I think they might get Doc to pick for the Saquon move, but we'll see how that plays out. Johnny Mack said that's not guaranteed yet, so we'll see. But round one of 22, you get Toledo cornerback Quinyon Mitchell. I think that's a good pick. I'm a little nervous about the competition, but he does look like he has the raw skills to adapt to the NFL very quickly. And then fan favorite Cooper DeJean, that defensive back out of Iowa, can play inside corner, can play outside corner, can play safety, a good defensive back. And look, we need a defense. We know we need a defense coming into this draft, and the Eagles certainly addressed it. Jalex Hunt, a lot of people didn't like this pick. I wasn't too high on it. I thought it was a little early to take a complete flyer. This is a good question here. Speaking of Hunt, do you think he's an outside linebacker or an edge? It's interesting because he used to be a safety. A lot of times you hear edge rushers switching from, you know, like you said, a linebacker, and they, you know, they get a little lean. He was a safety. He was a 190-pound safety. Now he's 250 pounds, and he's projected to be in.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Edge in the league. I think it's good. I like it because, like I said, I like the taking a flyer on physical attributes on a guy that could mold his game and get better. So from that perspective, I like it, but I do think it was potentially a little early for that. That's what I will say about that. Hunt, Eagles traded back twice and landed on him, so they acquired more picks and then took their guy. So maybe they didn't like anybody in that round. It's tough to say. Yeah, I hope he can drop back. I did see some stuff. I mean, he did. Look, he came from safety. You know, this isn't a, you know, not – he was a coverage guy. He was playing safety. So I do think some of those attributes probably Vic Fangio will like. And then you add in his big size, his, you know, and his stature. They bet on the physical attributes there with that player, which was pretty good stuff. We'll move into round four. They took Will Shipley, the running back out of Clemson. Barbara Carroll, you were in here saying you liked the pick. I didn't hate the pick. I'll just say they kind of love these gadget running backs. He had a lot of drops, and he's a screen guy. He's a big screen guy. Now, I do think he's pretty good in pass coverage, blocking, which is good. But Jalen Hurts doesn't throw to his running backs. I don't know why we love drafting or taking running backs that can catch when it's just not Jalen's game. He'd rather run or he'd rather, you know, he's a playmaker. Jalen's not a facilitator type of quarterback. He's a playmaker. So he doesn't dish the ball or dump it off to running backs a lot. So they seem to love that. I don't know why. I'd rather see a bruiser type of back there, but the Eagles just don't seem to – they don't seem to go for it. I want like a LeGarrette Blount type of guy who we obviously won a Super Bowl with. But they didn't go for that in that pick. So, yeah. Flexing, I'm with you. He didn't love it. I don't love it either. I think they could have got somebody better. That's a good take. Change your pace back. That's not bad. You have Saquon, though. I mean, Saquon can do everything. Saquon can catch the ball. You know, that's why I'd like to see someone, you know, third and two or whatever it is, or you need a yard. Give me a freaking bruiser. Give me a guy that can pound through the line, you know, and get you a couple yard, hard-earned yard. An old-fashioned running back I'd like to see, but they didn't go that route, obviously. Then we move into the round five, Anaya Smith. Wide receiver at a Texas A&M. This is a great fit. He's a slot type of receiver. He's shifty. He's fast. Got a lot of leadership qualities. So pretty good stuff for there. I think that's a good overall pick. Somebody that could get into the starting lineup right away at wide receiver three. I am not sold on Paris Campbell. I am not sold on Devontae Parker. And you see, this is the modern NFL. People are taking wide receivers everywhere. Look at the Bears. I said on one of our previous shows, if Caleb Williams is not decent in year one, they're going to be pretty good. They got weapons all over that roster, including our former guy, DeAndre Swift, who we didn't use out of the backfield throwing the ball. So now he'll be in Chicago helping Caleb Williams get acclimated, and they have the three big wide receivers there. So pretty good stuff. And then the fan favorite pick, the big pick in round five, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., linebacker out of Clemson. I love this pick. I'm not sold that the player is going to be great, but I think we get too caught up in that. When we're in round five, it's a lot of dart throwing. It's a lot of, see what works. It's almost pick your flavor, as Johnny Mack said in a previous show. And when you can get a guy that knows Philly, grew up in Philly, has the history with Philly. His dad was obviously a Hall of Famer, in Philadelphia, and pretty impressive. I think it's a good pick, and it caters to the fans a little bit. Look, this is entertainment, right? This is football. This is sports. So part of that, there is some of that goes into it. Trotter's a special teams guy. I could see that, especially to start his career. But the reason I like him in round five, because a lot of people were saying, maybe a round two or a round three player. I like him at five because it takes some of the pressure off. He can carve his own path. He can get acclimated to the NFL. He can see, how it breaks. And I'm with you, Roth, Yale. At five, you can't miss. This is house money we're playing with. So you get a fan favorite. You get a guy that, has a history with the Eagles. I like it from that perspective. I hope he can pan out. He's a little undersized. Kind of gives me some N'Kobe Dean vibes with that. But he has instinct. He's got great instinct. So we'll see how that pans out. Later in round five, 172, we talked about him, Trevor Keegan, offensive guard out of Michigan. I love this pick. I think this guy is a beast. And I showed you some of the stats. I'll pull them up one more time for everybody. 23 years old, 6'5", 3'10", a three-year starter, 37 starts, earned all Big Ten honors. And each year as a starter, so three straight years, he was all Big Ten and a team captain in 2023 when Michigan obviously won the national championship. So pretty good stuff there. You put Eamon Stoutland, I think he could give Tyler Steen a run for his money starting for offensive guard. Obviously, we lost Jason Kelsey. Cam Jurgens is going to shift to center. Now you have the guard. Tyler Steen is supposedly moving up. I think Keegan could be a good option there. I really do. 6'5", big guy, pretty good stuff. And then Johnny Milt Wilson later in the sixth round, 185 overall, wide receiver out of Florida State. Humongous, tallest. I think it was Zach Berman put that out. The tallest receiver drafted in the last decade. He's huge, enormous, 6'6", tremendous, but he runs a 4.5. So he's a fast guy. He's got a lot of receiver attributes, but he's huge and maybe could move to tight end. A lot of people said that, but if you do watch him play, he doesn't play like a tight end. He plays like a wide receiver. So it'll be interesting to see how they use him. But I like it. I like it as even a wide receiver four. It's almost a Julio Jones fit, right? I mean, what Julio was obviously didn't have a huge role, but when you need a guy at the goal line or somebody that has a huge catch radius, put him in there. I love it from that perspective. And then they closed out the draft. Dylan McMahon, offensive lineman, offensive center, but he can play all three positions, they say, on the inside. NC State, a little bit smaller guy, but took him at 190. I told you Jason Kelsey was taken at 191. So pretty cool. Jason retires and they draft Dylan McMahon. So pretty good stuff. And then the other thing they added this draft, they added those three picks next year, a third, a fourth, and a fifth. And you know Howie. He'll probably take those three picks and turn them into three more or six more picks. So pretty good stuff. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I appreciate all the viewership you've had this draft weekend. It's been tremendous. All of you guys are – awesome, and you're always loyal to the channel, and we appreciate it very much. Yeah, Wilson is not a tight end. I agree. I mean, you watch his tape. He doesn't look like a tight end, but his size, Takeem, I mean, he's big. He's sized like a tight end. So from that perspective, we'll see what they can use him, where they can use him. I want to remind you all to like the show, share the show, and help the network grow. Make sure you're subscribed, as I know many of you are. We appreciate all the coverage. Stay tuned later tonight. Johnny Mack is going to join me, and he'll give his perspective on day three. And then tomorrow I'll have Cilio up. We'll have Johnny Mack up, and we'll do a full draft recap But there's your 2024 class, assuming the Eagles don't trade back in. Obviously, I've been live. I haven't been following. I don't think they traded back in. But if they didn't trade back in, this is your draft class right here. And I think it looks pretty good on paper. Obviously, we have to. That's just on paper. So we have to see how some of these guys pan out. Babs gives it an A-plus on the draft. Wow, Babs, that's a high score for guys that haven't gotten their jockstrap yet. I am not ready to go there. But I will say, you know, the draft, there's a lot of risk in every draft, no matter where you're picking. So I do think they picked good, sound players. Howie really reads the board well, whether you like Howie or not. I'm not the biggest Howie guy. I love Howie. I mean, I think Howie's done good work. But I'm more in the Cilio boat of sometimes he gets under my skin. Sometimes I don't think he's, you know, plays it right or he gets too caught up in the headlines. And I think he played this right. I mean, I think you look at even the Cooper DeJean pick, right? He waited. He waited 8 picks in the second round. And then he packages 50 and 53, jumps up to 40, gets their guy, and then you see 3 corners go right after that. So that right there, that's just good reading of the draft board. And that's an underrated skill in the NFL draft. Flex agrees with me. He's not a huge Howie guy. But look, yep, Babs, 3 extra picks next year. That's good stuff. So good stuff, everybody. That'll do it for this episode of the Jacob Draft Special. Again, I appreciate you all tuning in. Make sure you like the show on your way out. I appreciate you locking in with me. We'll have Johnny Mack on later tonight to do a full draft recap. Thank you, and you're all good, man. No worries. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Next time with Johnny Mack, where we'll do a full day 3 recap. He is bogged down, working hard down there at the NovaCare. Flexing later, man. Appreciate you always stepping in, always locking in on the channel. Thank you, guys. See you next time.